You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio with Sean Salisbury and Steve Bunin.
Katie Ledecky, for crying out loud. Look at that, still way ahead of the world record line. 100 meters left to go. More than a second and a half she was at that final turn, ahead of her own world record. Oh, she may be like a rock climber, but speed it up times 10. She looks like a bird taken off the water now. Still ahead of that world record by a full second. She's going to break it. There she goes.
We all stood in amazement 4 years ago in the 800 free, and everybody in this arena doing the same as Katie Ledecky smashes her own world record.
She's 19 years old out of Stanford from Washington, D.C. Katie Ledecky now has 3 medals in Rio, 2 gold. To go with a silver. She's got 4 medals in her career.
She's just missing that she didn't go to USC. That's the only problem.
She's got 3 gold medals already on her way up the leaderboard, so to speak. And one of the swimmers that she chases joins us now. The 6-time gold medalist for the United States of America.
One of my favorite people on the planet. Too.
Amy Van Dyken joining us now on SB Nation Radio. Amy, this is Steve Bunin along with Sean Salisbury. How are you?
I am doing awesome. I am so stoked to talk to you guys. Sean, it's good to talk to you actually like in person as opposed to on the Twitter. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It has been way too long. Now, I want to tell you something. It kind of brings me to tears because what you've had to overcome the last couple of years, and I know you're going to kind of laugh at me because I know your personality, that I wouldn't have been able to tell that you went through a difficult time and are going through a difficult time had I not read about it somewhere else, because your attitude, it changes lives. First and foremost, before the Olympic swimming, how are you doing? How's the rehab? How are you feeling? How's your mindset? And I couldn't be more proud to have you on here today.
Well, thank you so much. It means a lot, and your support means a lot. It truly does. But I am doing amazing. I'm actually taking a little break from rehab because I was doing a trial for a new exoskeleton, and it was put on wrong, and my foot was broken in 4 places. So, so I'm healing the foot. I'm on vacation right now, but we're going to kick up with rehab again starting September. But things are going amazing. I had dinner with my neurosurgeon a couple of nights ago, and he said, I would have never guessed that you would be able to do what you're doing. He said, you know, in this case, I am so thankful to say that I was wrong. So, listen, I love defying odds, so I'm just going to continue doing it.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, Amy, not only a 6-time Olympic gold medalist, but survived and is now overcoming the fact that she was paralyzed in an ATV accident just 2 years ago. It's just almost 2 years and 2 months ago. So, of course, we're so proud of everything that you've done.
Attitude you wouldn't be able to tell. It sounded like she hurt an ankle, which most of us would complain about.
You certainly continue to inspire us, as you did both in Atlanta and in Sydney. And I just having read up on you that, my daughter is 7. It's not, I wouldn't call it severe, but she suffers from asthma. I didn't know that you suffered from, I guess it was severe asthma. How did you become an Olympic swimmer?
That's a good question because I am a severe asthmatic and I'm severe in all 3 types of asthma. So I've got exercise induced, allergy induced, and infection induced. And the thing that's funny is, you know, with exercise induced, you would think, yeah, being an Olympic athlete would be the furthest from your mind. But the fact that I'm allergic to chlorine also makes me wonder why my mom threw me in the swimming pool. So not quite sure about that one, but whatever. So you know what? I tell her to just, keep rocking and rolling, because there are days when you have a bad day, just like everybody else. But you know what? If you pull yourself up, you're going to learn a lot about yourself, and it will definitely help in the future. So, tell her to just keep on rocking.
Amy, in the past, going to school with Sippy Woodhead and knowing a lot of these guys, the Steve Lundquists of the world and those guys, and I'd be walking to class at 8 in the morning and, the swimmers would be in there. It's dead of winter and they're swimming outside, and you guys have been swimming since it was like 4:30 in the morning, 8 million laps, and we're in 8 o'clock class and their hair's wet. Dude, just explain going into a chase, not only for the Olympics, but obviously to be a gold medalist, but to be there. Explain to me what these guys go through and gals go through and the rigorous part of it that we don't know about.
Yeah, so just, if you look at it, I was a sprinter. My longest race was 59 seconds. I would train 6 to 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, in the water, probably anywhere from 10 to, you know, 13, 14,000 meters a day. And again, that was per race that was under a minute. So you can imagine what these guys like Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky are going through when they have the longer races. But, you know, not only were we in the pool, but we would be weight training for a couple hours a day. And then, of course, you have to nap and you have to go to class and then you have to eat, of course, which is like the most important thing in the whole world. So, you know, it is rigorous, but it's also really fun. You know, it's just like anything.
It's just hearing you speak.
Swimming. I got in that Olympic swimming pool at USC and swam, and I grew up in California swimming.
Yeah.
And when you're swimming in it for 50 minutes, you say, when is this damn thing over?
I know. That's what I can't imagine. And tonight, and we've got Amy Van Dyke and the six-time Olympic gold medalist joining us, and we're thrilled you're going to join us for two segments. So I want to get to Ledecky and Phelps and all this, but just – so tonight you got the 4x200 free. Missy Franklin's going to swim. Katie's back in the pool for the United States. Just tell us, what is the mentality like? You were a two-time gold medalist in the 4x100 medley. What is the mentality like? How does it change when you're in a team, a medley, so to speak, or a relay, compared to a solo event?
Well, you know, when you're solo, you've got the pressure that you put on yourself, right? So, I mean, that can be pretty gnarly as it is. But when you're on a relay, you've got three other girls that if you screw up will come down with the wrath that is unbelievable on you. But they're also there behind you to push you and to make sure that, you know, you're going as fast as you can and they're your biggest supporters. I think being on a relay is probably the most fun that you can ever have in swimming because you are there with these three girls who normally you compete against. So you know their nuances and you know all of that. You become really good friends. And then to be on a relay where when I'm swimming, you know, when I swim a 100 butterfly on the relay, I'm not just swimming it for me, but I'm swimming it for those other three girls who are probably the most important people in the world to me at that moment and during my entire career. So to be able to win with those girls, really, there is no feeling like it. My favorite times were standing on the awards podium with those girls, and it's something that you will never forget, and it's a bond that you have with them forever.
Amy, that's what I was going to ask, whether it was the individual or with those Olympians. When you're standing up there and you're putting a gold medal around your neck and the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, kicks in, do you remember the first gold that you stood up there and what was going through your mind?
Yeah, I do remember the first gold. And, you know, I remember all of a sudden, you know, you do the thing that you always do, right? Like you bend down, you get your medal, you get your flowers, you shake the hands. And then all of a sudden they say, will you please rise for the playing of the national anthem of the United States of America? And it gets silent. Hmm. And all of a sudden you see the flags going up and you see the United States flag at the top. And I mean, as well, it should be, by the way. And then the other two flags below it. And you see all of the media, and you're like, oh, my God, like, how many people are at home right now celebrating something that I just did? It is the craziest feeling in the world. And if I could bottle it up, like, I would be a gajillionaire. It would be unbelievable because it's such a feeling. To this day, when I hear the national anthem, I will have flashbacks of those moments standing there. And I get chills just because, you know, I don't have the guts to represent my country in the military, but this was a way that I could say that, you know, I made my country feel good for a couple of minutes.
You're giving us chills just talking. We're going to
get her for another
segment,
right?
Yes,
awesome.
Absolutely. We're up against the heartbreak. Amy will be back with Amy Van Dyke and the six-time Olympic gold medalist next.
You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio with Sean Salisbury and Steve Bunin.
The United States men's basketball team is, I think they're losing right now to Australia midway through the second quarter. Aussies just got an and-one to take the lead. Yeah, it's not going to be the cakewalk that people thought. Prime Cut, SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com, Steve Bunin, Sean Salisbury. And, there's so many things you could say about our guest, Amy Van Dyke, and joining us for a second segment, and we're so thrilled you're with us. Like, one of my favorite things is you're married to a two-time Super Bowl champion, and there's no doubt who's the more accomplished athlete in your marriage. It's you. Let me just butter you up again. There are only four humans who have ever won more gold medals in swimming than you. Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and Jenny Thompson. Next is Amy Van Dyke.
That's called rarefied air.
That is. So, Amy, we're thrilled you're with us. When you hear that company, what does that make you feel about your career and your accomplishments in the pool?
I mean, that's just crazy because, you know, Michael Phelps is the best Olympian ever in the history of ever. Jenny Thompson was a teammate of mine, and Matt Biondi is just hot. So, like, to be in that company, awesome.
Well, hey, Amy, with you, you know, all the rigorous work that you put in and winning gold medals, I mean, I'm trying to find, as a former athlete and you as a swimmer, how do you describe him? What he's doing, I don't know. I mean, 21 golds, he's not done yet. All you great swimmers, this has got to be fascinating to even you.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I remember when he was at his first Olympics, right? Like, that was my last Olympics. I ran into him in the airport, and I'm like, why are you leaving early? He's like, because I have to go to my first day of high school. I'm like, that's just weird. And then to see what he's doing now is unbelievable. And it is just so cool, right? Like, and then I feel old when everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's been an Olympian for like 65 years. I'm like, that's great. Thank you, guys. But he's an amazing guy. He's an amazing swimmer, first of all. But I think now everyone's kind of getting to see what a cool guy he is because with his son Boomer being there, and he gets choked up every time he talks about him and got to, you know, hug him and kiss him last night. I just thought that was really cool. So he is an accomplished Olympian, an amazing Olympian, but just as amazing a person.
Katie Ledecky is trying to catch you. She's got 3 golds, 1 in London, 2 so far in Rio, and she'll be in the pool again tonight. How would you compare her style to yourself, to Janet Evans, to all the ones who have come before?
Katie, she's an aggressive swimmer. She really is. She doesn't let anything get in her way at all. I'm not saying that, you know, I did or Janet did, but the fact that this young lady, you know, went into London and she swam the 800, which is one of the longest events out there, and now she's decided that she wants to be able to swim everything. So she and these Olympics are swimming, you know, the 100 on the relay, the 200, the 400, and the 800, like what she's doing is unheard of. Normally you're a sprinter or you're a middle distance swimmer or you're a distance swimmer, and she's kind of all of them. So to be able to do that, to be able to train for that, to be able to have that, the muscle fibers for all of that, it's unheard of. So this young lady is so special, and it's really neat to watch her.
Do you like the fire of what's the Lily King? Do you think it's kind of cool how she calls people out? And I mean, yeah, I know yeah. that. I mean, she's not afraid to do it. She backs it up in the pool. I mean, this young lady's in your face and does not care. I kind of like it.
I love it, you know. And it's interesting because people are tweeting me saying that she reminds me of you because I did that back in the day. And here's my thing, you know, she's 19 years old, she's a young girl, she's saying what she feels, and she's backing it up, which is huge. I mean, there's a lot of accomplished athletes that, you know, have a hard time backing it up. But the thing that I'm kind of wondering about, and, you know, I did a YouTube video on this, is the girl that she's swimming against from Russia, right? Like, she was tested positive twice, and back in March, it was suspected that she was going to be banned for life. She just found out about, what, 2 or 3 days ago that she would be able to swim. Why is that? And no one's answering that for us. And for a 19-year-old girl to have to be so outspoken to bring this to our attention, you know, I just think I wish that someone from, you know, NBC, like Dan Hicks, he's amazing. I wish he would come out and say, this is why this Russian was allowed to swim and why she's not serving a lifetime ban that we all thought she was. Or if he doesn't know, say that he doesn't know, but it's kind of being swept under the rug. And for a 19-year-old girl to call out, you know, an accomplished Olympian and, you know, someone who, for all intents and purposes, you know, could roid rage on her, I think it's pretty cool.
Amy Van Dyken joining us, the 6-time Olympic gold medalist from both Atlanta and Sydney.
Does have a great rig? 6-time Olympic gold medalist. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
For me, it's Steve Bunin, 0-time Olympic gold medalist, 0-time anything.
We can buy you a plastic one at one of these stores if you want.
Tomorrow is the men's 50-meter freestyle, men's individual medley, backstroke, the women's 100-meter freestyle semis and finals. Take us through each stroke, if you will, for those of us who have, you know, kids that are learning or when we hop in the pool. Like, what would you say is the easiest of the 4 strokes to, if not master, to get to an accomplished level? What was the hardest? Or maybe for you, what was the hardest? What's the easiest?
Well, I think the hardest stroke out of any stroke is butterfly. And, you know, it was said the other night that it was an easy stroke, and I almost choked on my wine. I was like, what the heck?
when I heard Rowdy Gaines say that, and I'm with you, I told Steve that yesterday. When I heard Rowdy Gaines say that, I said, man, anytime I've been in the pool and do that, I about blow out every back muscle. I said, that looks like the toughest.
Yeah, I still can't.
Right. It's such a hard stretch. Yeah, I heard him say that. I'm like, wait, what? So, yeah, butterfly is really tough. And the reason being is you're using every single muscle in your body at all moments of the stroke. You know, freestyle, you kind of get a break. I say break. I mean, sort of, you know, right arm if you're using your left arm and vice versa. So butterfly is the toughest. It's the hardest on your shoulders, hardest on your back. And then you've got breaststroke. A lot of people would assume that's an easy stroke. It's a very hard stroke. You have to hold your breath for a long amount of time when you're doing your underwaters and your turns and things like that. And it's also hard on your hips and your knees. I'm really making swimming sound good, aren't I? It's terrible. But anyway, I always thought for me the easiest was backstroke because I was not good at it, and I would pull on the lane line to make myself actually go anywhere. So I really wasn't using any of my own muscle. I was just yanking on that lane line. But, you know, each of these strokes is really, really hard in its own right. And when you watch a really good swimmer do it, I guess it does look easy. So I guess, you know, Rowdy may have been right. It does look easy when myself swims butterfly. It's just not.
Amy, we got a couple minutes left with you, and we can't thank you enough. What were your gold medals, and do you ever pull them out and look at them?
Yeah, so here's what's funny. After 96, I put the four golds from 96 in a frame with my suit, my cap, and my goggles, and it didn't move. And then I got the two from Sydney, and I kind of brought them around to show them to people. And then I thought, well, why just bring two? Why not bring all six? So I did, and this is kind of embarrassing, but I actually had them in a backpack in a closet in my house. Yeah.
Now, why doesn't that mean knowing you as long as I have, why doesn't that shock me that they're stuffed in a backpack somewhere in the closet?
But see, Sean, here's the thing, right? Someone goes in and steals them, right? And so then what are they going to do? Go, oh, yeah, hey, my name is Bob, and I won the women's 53 in Atlanta. Oh, come on.
But it's funny. Like,
I don't think so.
I worked with Kara Lawson at ESPN, and she won a gold with the women's basketball team in Beijing, and she brought it one day, and she said, like, for her, she maybe because she only has one and you have so many, but, like, she, you know, she didn't want people touching it because they say it smears, yeah, I guess, the gold or it dulls it or whatever. So I just love the fact that you're, you know, you're happy to share it, and sort of they're like,
hell, if I'm around one to touch it, I'm going to smear the hell out of it just to piss the person off because they got one and I don't.
I used to be that way, and then I was doing something for McDonald's, and, like, the CEO of McDonald's dropped it, put a ding in one of them. So kind of after that, you're like, well, whatever.
I hope you get free
burgers
for life.
That'll cost you a Big Mac for life, Mr. CEO.
I would say so.
Yeah, Amy, I totally should have.
We are out of time. We so much appreciate your time. Two segments. I encourage all you guys, if you're listening, go to our website to get the podcast. If you missed any of this, SBNationRadio.com, the six-time Olympic gold medalist, Amy Van Dyken. Thank you so much for joining us,
Amy. And you know, not only am I couldn't be more proud of you, I love you like family, and you're the best in the business, and you keep this fight up, and you know where we are, and we'd love to have you on anytime.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much, and go USA.
Right on.
Amy Van Dyken joining us.
She's the best, man.
Thanks to Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. That makes me feel like I haven't done anything with my life.
I'm so glad, and I don't want to pat my head that I said, let's get her on.
And the team effort.
I love her to death,
and
man.
And Mike Pearson, our executive producer, has her cell phone.
She can beat paralysis. Watch. I'm telling you, she can.
Honored to have her on board.
Tough as 100-year-old leather.